again. So, in fact, don't worry about your name, I'll say it. It's Leila Rossa, and it's the level 3 creative practice in art and design. So, Leila, do you want to just sort of give us a bit of a context on your project, what theme you chose, and where you've gone with it?
Well, looking through Playful, I found childhood, and then I went deeper into that. And then I wanted to bring back nostalgia for like myself and like other people, and use mixed media for mine, because I always like mix everything together, even like whatever project it is.
Would you say that that's kind of an intention, as in, because playful, being, I think using different materials is often probably a bit more, is quite playful, isn't it?
Yeah.
So again, whether that's accidental or an intention.
Accidental.
Yeah, brilliant.
Happy accident.
So take that, you know, like thinking of, yeah, and the more mixed media you are, the more sort of opportunities you are to play.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, in my body, like,
Mm-hmm. What do you want to kind of create with these images?
Like a collection, like three collages probably.
Okay, got okay. You.
Cool.
So sort of an exploration, sort of mixed media, and what's important is nostalgia, is it? Is it to feel, so is it almost, when? What do you want your audience to feel when they look at your work?
Well, it depends on the audience, because if it's like people...
But what would you like to hope that you could? You know, like if you were like, when they look at your work, what would you like them to see when they look at this?
Just like take them back and remind them of like things they enjoyed.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's cute. Mm-hmm. I think that's a good angle, isn't it? We all like to remember stuff from our childhood, don't we? You know, I've noticed over the years that anyone that's like, oh, girl, you know, Peppa Pig or, you know, things like that.
Also, because I always watch like shows I used to like, and I always like see toys or anything like that, and I just remember or look at photos and stuff.
And it's a certain poor part of your childhood, by the looks of it.
Yeah, the young days,
yeah.
Really young days.
Well, why do you think? Why is that sort of point so important to you? Or why does that stand out to you as more interesting than, you know, a bit older or a bit younger or? Maybe that's worth giving it some sort of thought, you know, like maybe, you know, in my mind it could be either something at a particular happier time or, you know, or just a time that stands out most in your memory because so much happened or, you know. So what is it from your childhood that stands out the most then that you want to sort of celebrate? I can see a doll there.
Yeah, probably just like items I had and like clothing.
So this is going to be quite bright.
Yeah.
Colourful, by the looks of it.
Not like neon, but yeah.
So do you want to show us then some of your experiments and what, and maybe get our advice on what you think's working, not working, or whether you want, you know,
where
basically it's a good way
it.
For us to give you encouragement.
Yeah.
Well, I was trying to, first I'll find like the colours from like old photos and I was like taking some out. And then...
So wait a minute, so you isolated these colours all from photographs from your childhood?
Yeah, all from,
okay.
These photos and stuff. So I wanted to use them in my presentation.
Lovely.
Mm-hmm. I'll try and recreate some patterns as well.
Yeah.
And use some like art techniques.
Yeah.
Which you've done.
Great. And what did you feel while you were doing these?
At the start, I was trying to make it, like, too nice, but then after, I found it, like...
Were you playing?
Did you enjoy it?
Yeah.
Good.
It's quite often, I don't know about you guys, but it's quite hard to enjoy art sometimes, do you think? Like, sometimes it's quite torturous, and you're like,
sometimes
why am I doing this?
Yeah.
So when you find those elements where... Especially during experimental stages where you can literally play, I think that really will benefit. Do you think this will really benefit Layla's designs? You know, the fact that she's kind of given the time to sort of almost be like a child? and sort of play. What I like as well is that you've not considered the colours like a child. You've just grabbed
primary colours.
Because isn't it often, you know, when you, I don't know about you guys, but when you see children and people making pictures, that mums often try and control the child. No, use this colour. Mm-hmm. Don't use the black. You know, and often there'll be a little kid and it'll be like, you know, black and orange or black and yellow, and it's a big iggy mess.
It's also because I found some metal artwork as well from like primary, and I'll try and recreate like the techniques and just mess around different colours as well.
Yeah, yeah.
And I found a picture of myself when I was painting, and I just tried to get the same paint.
Okay, so sort of rehashing, you know, basically old experiences.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's amazing. So, what are you going to do with these? Like, what? How are these sort of just an experiment, or are they actually going to feed into the project?
Well, I was thinking of creating like a, each character or something for each one, so it could be like a roller skate for like.
As the focus of one of your collages.
And, like, the background could be like the cartoons from my childhood.
Okay, that makes sense. So these items were quite important to you in your childhood?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Who is this? Does she have a name?
It's a Lalalutsi.
It's what, sorry?
Lalalutsi.
I love it. I think you've got to get used to being a bit ridiculous and being allowing yourself to be a bit ridiculous, because, you know, it is sort of that child thingy. I don't think you need to feel kind of like a bit of a, you know, embarrassed that you're exploring this. I actually think it's really lovely.
Mm. It's fun.
So what I'm getting, and I don't know if you guys are getting, is you're going to sort of select sort of particular motifs, and then you're going to sort of print using printmaking and collage, and you're going to bring them all together as sort of ultimately sort of three biggish sort of collages as a celebration to your childhood.
Yeah.
Would everyone agree that what they're seeing is kind of working? Brilliant. Let's ask Layla some questions.
What examples of primary research have you looked at?
Mainly just photos from my childhood and looking at different shows I used to watch and like the colour schemes and stuff. I was also like drawing different patterns I found from photos and then trying to recreate them as well. But yeah, that's most I've done.
So any other suggestions that Layla could top up her primary research with?
Wait, I remember. I made a survey, but I haven't sent it out
yet. Oh.
Yeah.
Might want to get that sent out.
Yeah, because if you think about it, that's going to inform images and colour. You know, like if everyone's like, oh, we really love this element of from your childhood, because they all remember. Then you're like, well, that's probably key to use, because that means my audience then will relate to my work. Because everyone knows this, you know, knows this motif or symbol. So, you know, I would definitely probably get that survey out quick. Amy, do you want to jump in?
Have you completed artist and wider context research each week?
I'd say no, not very much, but at the start I did some. I haven't really done much wider.
It's probably worth, guys, just remembering that each week, just adding something new, a new element of research. It doesn't have to be artist research, but just a body of something that's informing your project.
Mm-hmm.
So what wider context could Layla look at then to sort of top off her work?
Any suggestions?
Probably like other people's childhoods, and maybe like look into like really big sort of childhood memories and like look into like that.
Yeah.
Like a TV show or something.
Yeah, totally. Mine would be looking at the psychology of how children play.
Yeah.
Definitely. You know, like looking into a bit more, you know, academic, like sort of just looking at some academic, you know, further afield, you know, childhood studies.
Yeah, I did look at some books and then I didn't write it down, so I need to like.
Yeah, so just stay.
Revisit it.
So just revisit, stay on top, get that in there. So just, Lizzie?
I think you might have already answered this, but
go on.
Formed your college choices.
It's all right, this is a different, go on.
Mostly from my photos. And yeah, that's it.
Okay, so these are the, so basically everything from this project, the colour is coming from these photographs.
No, because I found there's loads of like repeat patterns that I was wearing all the time, like checks and like
stripes
and everything, and then loads of pinks, and I wanted to use the ones that were mostly in my photos.
Mm-hmm. And out of interest, do you wear a lot of pink now?
No.
Isn't that funny? Like, I always think, you know, mum's like, right, you're going to be in pink, I want a girly girl, and then, like, you know, or I want it, you know, boys in just blue, 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 and then, you know, I can't bear wearing blue, personally. Mm-hmm. Anyway. Brilliant. Okay. Kane, have you got
a question?
Got a question.
Where's your pot here?
Oh, here's the pot to start. Yeah, go for it.
Do you need any specialist equipment and support?
Oh, you do, because
you
spoke to me already.
Yeah.
Yeah. So for you, we know that the next stage is getting your motifs together. So we've got the roller skate, we've got the doll, we've got like an ice cream.
Yeah.
You probably need a couple more from your survey.
Hmm.
Yeah, probably to make them more fun as well, because they like seep through a lot.
That's because, you know, we were just experimenting, rushing and stuff. So this will be a lot more applied. So good. So just be aware of getting that already.
Has anyone got any strengths of Layla's project so far? Because this isn't just, you know, criticism of how to improve. It's also like strengths. What's good, do you think, so far? What's working?
I think like the experimentations and the whole like presentation of the work, it really like connects with the whole like theme of like playfulness and childhood.
I think you're spot on there. So the theme is being communicated well through what she's experimented with so far.
It feels quite childish. And I don't mean that in a derogatory way. Go on, Kane.
And also the medium she's used, like stuff that I would imagine using when I was younger.
And I think that's a really good angle.
Yeah.
And that's really worth, isn't it? Have you done any potato printing?
Yes, I tell you what, those sweet potatoes are better than the white potatoes for printing.
You know, absolutely. I think Kane's, that's a bit of a gold mine, is then go back to childhood and revisit those processes you did at primary school.
Yeah, I was thinking about that, but I wasn't sure if there was being like enough time.
You have to fit it in. This is the thing. That's why we say with experiments, it then becomes like, oh, once you suddenly get it, and then you're like, oh, I know what I'm doing now, you'll often find, damn, time's now against me.
Yeah.
That's always the way with a project. And because your first years and you're warming up, so it's just being aware. Oh, okay, now my ideas are starting to flow. Now my time's the enemy. But, you know, again, an afternoon, doing a couple of spud prints, Layla, could be just a bit of a fun break.
Could do that over the weekend.
Yeah, you know. So, no, I would suggest definitely, great call, Kane.
Okay, perfect.
Okay, brilliant.
Thank you, Layla. Okay, these, I've just taken a few brief